Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that night.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mandela Effect of Podcasts. You may or may not be listening to the Anything Goes podcast right now. It really depends what you believe in and what other people tell you. But I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am excited for this episode, I guess.
This is good.
And I'm also Alex.
So we're going to do a little different episode here, a little fun one.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they're all fun.
Yeah, anything goes.
That's right. But this is, I'm going to test you.
Let's do it.
On the Mandela Effect. I have a bunch of printed out pictures.
This time, listen, when we did the movie quotes, I was like, oh, I'm going to know everything. This time, I'm not going to be as cocky. I'm going to go into this. Like, I'm not going to know anything.
I printed out a bunch of pages.
I see.
A bunch of pictures. I cut them out.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. What is it called? Would you put the plastic on it? What is it called?
Laminate?
Laminate it?
No, I didn't laminate it. But I did cut them out. So if you're out there and unfamiliar with what the Mandela Effect is, It's the name given for when a bunch of people remember the same thing incorrectly.
Right.
So I guess it's essentially like not a game of phone. What is
telephone.
It? A telephone?
Kind of, yeah. It's like a bunch of people pronounce something or say a line the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And then for some reason, that's what you think it is.
Yeah, and you hear something so many times, so many people, like, people start believing it's true.
Right. There's, which I'm sure you're going to say, but there's a line in Wizard of Oz that's always said wrong.
That's the first one I was going to
test. It's always said wrong. It's crazy because it's not even said.
In the movie?
No, it's not said anything like it is.
Right. Yeah. So it's things that people remember happening that never existed or was, like, completely different.
Yeah.
And do you know why it's called the Mandela Effect?
No, I was going to ask you that.
Yeah.
Is it Nelson Mandela?
So, Nelson Mandela.
Okay.
He was in prison in the 1980s. And everyone just, there was a rumor, that's how it starts, a rumor just started that he died in prison.
Oh, Jesus.
And he never did. He passed away in like 2000, like early 2000s.
Yeah.
So,
I didn't realize it's like rumors also. I thought it was just like, is it this or that? Like sayings or...
Right. Uh-huh.
I didn't realize.
So he did pass away in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
But people remembered him dying in prison in the 1980s.
Remembered him. Don't you love that?
Yeah.
But remember the longest time? It was like everybody thought the comedian Sinbad was dead. It was like a
thing that was said, but he
wasn't.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then one of them also is that Mandela Effect on Sinbad was that he was in like a movie about like a genie.
He was.
No, he was not.
He was dressed
Shazam.
As a genie. Shazam's a movie, though.
But I don't think it was even him, though.
Is it
though.
Like
Shaq? Yeah, it was Shaq, yes.
Was Shaq.
Yeah.
But he's not in the movie at all?
No.
But I feel like I remember him dressed as a genie
it's
in something.
It's not. It's Shaq, yeah.
No, I remember being Shaq. I knew that. I thought he was in a movie dressed as a genie. Mm. Maybe not as a genie, but dressed as one.
Right. But yeah, no.
But I bet you he's just in some random thing and he's wearing a genie costume for like a second.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. Maybe not even.
You ever see Houseguest? No, you didn't.
No.
That's a good Sinbad movie. But that's not.
So I do want to test you on these things.
Go.
Yeah, and a lot of things also Mandela Effects, like logos of different like brand names. Yeah, like I'm going to test you on that.
Oh, I see my girl.
All right, so, well, first of all, you said Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Do you know what the Mandela Effect is?
I know it's... Is it when she gets to Munchkin Land?
Well, it has to do with the dog.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what she says to her about
Kansas? Yeah, I'll get you my...
No, about Kansas. To the dog.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we're in Kansas anymore is what everybody says.
Yeah. Everybody thinks it says total. Yeah. I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
Right.
So you'd be wrong if you said that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I knew that. But now I'm like, wait, what's the line?
Let's see.
I know she doesn't say Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. I think she might just say Toto, we're not in Kansas or something like that.
I have a feeling we're not
in Kansas anymore. I have a feeling. Anymore. There yeah. we go. I knew there was another word in there then.
Yeah, Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah.
But people think it's Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
It's funny because it's like the same thing, but it's
yeah.
not
yeah.
the
yeah.
line.
Like in Star Wars, when...
Yes, with Luke, I'm your father.
Yeah.
He never mm-hmm. says that.
Yeah, he never said Luke.
It's funny when we watched it, we father. Were like, he doesn't even say it.
Uh-huh.
We watched yes. all the Star Wars like years ago, because we were like, let's just watch them all. We never did. Like, let's see what the hype is about. We asked a bunch of people, should we watch 1 through 6? Should we watch 3, whatever, the 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3? Like, how should we watch it? We ended up watching 1 through 6,
yeah,
right?
Straight through. Yes, we did. Uh-huh.
But I understand why people say watch the 3 and then the 1, 2, 3. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, but then we watched it. We're like, he doesn't even say it.
I know. I know. It's and people are just so convinced that that's the line.
Yeah.
Like in Forrest Gump, do you know what he says when he's sitting on the bench?
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Life was like a box of chocolates.
Oh.
Not life is like a box of chocolates.
Do you know how many times I've said that line?
Yeah,
like loudly.
I know.
Actually, my dad is obsessed with it.
So a bunch of Mandela effects.
Yeah.
Hannibal Lecter, do you know what one of his famous
Hello,
lines
Clarice.
Are? He never said it.
That's crazy.
It was never said in the movie.
Not on the phone?
Never in the movie. He just simply says, good morning. That's all he says to her.
Because I guess people make fun of it. Yeah,
but it was whatever. In The Cable Guy, Jim Carrey
yes,
says,
yes, there you go.
Clarice.
There you go.
And people just think
it's
from, it's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm talking about, the Sinbad thing. It's like yeah. it might be somewhere and people are like, oh, it's Genie, it must be Shazam.
Well, that's on this list. I'm going to jump okay. up to that. Okay. But with the Empire Strikes Back, Star Wars, mm-hmm. he doesn't say, Luke, I am your father. He says, no, I am your father.
Mm.
So it's never Luke. It's just, no.
I am your father.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, like, the main song, one of the main songs from Grease?
I mean,
what
yeah.
it's called?
The other one that I want?
No. It has lightning in
oh,
it.
Oh, Grease Lightning.
Wait, say the first word again.
Grease Lightning?
With a D or not D?
What?
Is it Grease or Grease?
It's Grease Lightning?
No, I'm asking you.
Grease,
what is it?
No D.
Yeah, yeah, people think it's D.
No, who would think that?
Well,
that's
who
stupid.
Thinks Sinbad?
Grease Lightning?
So people remember a 90s movie in which Sinbad played a genie, but no such movie exists.
He also supposedly died, so I don't believe yeah. it.
So
I still believe there was a genie movie somewhere.
All right, so here's a question about your girl, Britney Spears, a Mandela effect.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
Go.
So in her Oops, I Did... You know this one?
I don't know, but I see that. I love that video.
All right, so in the Oops, I Did It Again music video,
yes.
what is she wearing on her head?
Like a headband?
Is it... Okay, is it a tiara?
No, it's a red
is
headband.
Is it a headband?
A black headband? A red headband?
Is it a headset?
You know, I was going to say headset. That's funny. But she's on like the moon. So why would she be wearing
Or is
headset?
It nothing?
No, she has... Oh, no, it's nothing. Because I always try to replicate that by putting my bangs back under... Like, I would tie... So I would take... My, well, I didn't have bangs. But the front pieces... I feel like a lot of people did this growing up. You took the two front pieces of your hair and you like slick them back like behind the rest of your hair and tied them together. Like... On the bottom of, you know, your neck
mm-hmm.
to try to make that look. And it never looked like that.
No.
I had no volume. It was just slicked back and then like really flat.
But yeah, she never wears anything.
Yeah.
But that they I even sold her doll with a headset, with a microphone headset on.
Oh, maybe that's why I was like, why?
Yeah.
But I knew it wasn't a headset because she's on the moon. Like she's supposed to be like on like Mars
right.
or something.
And just she's known for wearing a headset
when
on
she performs.
Her live.
Yeah.
yeah. And people just assume that it's
yeah, no, I at first I'm like a red. I'm like, no, her outfit's red. And I'm like, oh, no, wait. I always tried to do that hairstyle. So, yeah. Oh, is this a this or that kind of
yeah,
thing right
so
now?
I'm going to give you a couple of different
logos.
And you tell me.
I see Looney Tunes.
So, Looney Tunes, right? Which is the correct spelling?
Oh.
Which, so it's oh, Looney.
No, I think it's the T-U-N-E-S.
And is it T-O-O-N-S or T-U-N-E-S?
I think it's the T-U-N-E-S.
So,
but you would think Looney Tunes because they're tunes, they're cartoons.
So which one are you going with?
It's crazy that it makes more sense that it's crazy cartoons. So you would think Looney Tunes, T-O-O. But for some reason, I feel like it's the T-U-N-E-S.
It's T-U-N-E-S.
Yeah.
But everyone spells it T-O-O-N-S.
Of course, because you would think that, like I said, you know, it's, but it just looked right. And I always watched it as a kid. So I feel like
yeah.
it's embedded in my mind.
This one's a little silly, but it's like a big Mandela effect. I don't know why, but the Bernstein Bears.
Oh, I'm not going to know this. I feel like I was like
two. Do you
know
how they spell like the middle name?
Bernstein? Steen? Or how do you say it?
Yeah, it's Steen, but it's weird. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never, I don't know. I've seen this picture of the Bears,
so like,
but
which
I've never.
One would you say? Is it?
Steen, I would say.
But it's the A. S-T-A-I-N.
Because a lot of names are spelled Steen.
Yeah. So
like
I'm
dentist.
Kind of silly, but that's like, yeah. That's like a major, major one. What about this Monopoly guy?
It's the Monopoly guy. No, I think.
No, I think.
Yeah.
But everyone says the I thing. And who's the one that has the I?
There's Monopoly like a, guy.
This is the Monopoly guy.
I know, but that's not the picture that is.
There's another one. I don't know if it's like the Cracker Jack guy or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. they get it confused.
But he does have in, no, because in Ace Ventura, he goes, it's the Monopoly guy. Because he has, oh boy.
Oscar Mayer. How do you spell it?
Oscar. I want to, ooh.
So Oscar, O-S-C-A-R.
Right.
And then Mayer. Is it M-E-Y-E-R? M-A-Y-E-R.
Mayer.
Oscar Mayer.
Oscar, I'm gonna say major. It's weird. I feel like the way I'm pronouncing it is like E, but I feel like it's A. Looks more familiar.
So what are you going with?
M A Y.
It is M A Y.
I'm on a roll.
All right. So the peanut butter company.
Jiffy.
Which one is the peanut butter company? Which is the
Jif?
So Jif or Jiffy? One of them is correct. One of them is a Mandela effect.
Jif is right.
Jif is right.
But people call it Jiffy.
Yes. And it,
it's not
it
called Jiffy?
No. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing
so
as
it's
Jiffy.
No, wait. So there's no such thing as Jiffy peanut butter?
No. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing.
That's crazy.
It's just people just, I don't know.
Wow, that's crazy.
Made it that.
It's funny. I was like, oh, Jiffy. Like, as I saw the peanut butter.
Yeah. And yeah, Jiffy does not exist in the world.
Wow.
People swear there was a Jiffy peanut butter back in the day. But we speculate they're combining Jif with its competitor Skippy. So
it's funny when I think of Skippy, I think of it with peanuts in it for some reason.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Maybe like my dad, because my dad liked peanut butter with the peanuts in it, and
right,
we hated
right,
it.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it was always two different kinds. Pikachu.
So Pikachu, Yellowtail or Yellowtail with a black?
The black.
Nope.
Shut up.
Pikachu does not have a black lightning bolt.
Yo,
in his tail.
I didn't even have to think about it.
No. It doesn't.
You want to know why?
Just has a straight yellow tail.
I bet you this is why. I bet you.
Because it's a Mandela effect.
No,
that's
no, no.
Why.
But I'm going to tell you what made the Mandela effect happen.
Okay, what?
You know when we go to like, okay, so who made this? Japanese, right?
Sure.
Japanese made Pokemon or whatever.
Sure.
Somebody, not us, not the Americans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's yellow tail.
Right.
But then when you go to like carnivals and they have the carnival prizes, the games prizes, it's probably with the black on it so they don't get copyright
that
issues.
Could very well be.
Right?
That
yeah, I have a Pikachu toy somewhere. I need to find it because.
That's funny. Yeah, there's no black.
I was so sold on.
Confident.
I was.
All right. So take okay. Pikachu away.
Sure.
You got him wrong.
That was the first one I got wrong, right?
Kit Kat. With a hyphen or without a hyphen?
Without
a hyphen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got that one. But I feel like because you saw it, it was easier
yes.
to tell.
I think people listening, they're probably like, no, with the hyphen because it's Kit Kat. Like,
what about Fruit Loops? Is it F-R-O-O-T loops or F-R-U-I-T loops?
The only reason... Oh, well, it's weird. Like... The only reason I'm thinking it's F-R-O-O-T is because I remember the Fruit Loops being the O's.
Okay, so
but I think it's fruit with like the like F-R-U-I-T loops. So I'm going to go with that.
Nope.
It's fruit.
F-R-O-O-T.
Stupid.
Yeah.
But I thought that because I'm like, I remember the little O's being Fruit Loops.
All right, well, take that away. We should be making piles of which ones you got right, which ones you got wrong.
I know which ones I got wrong. It's only two.
All right, Fruit of Loom.
Wrong. You should do this.
With a cornucopia or without? What's on the tag? Come on, I weigh enough Fruit of Loom
without.
White t-shirts. It's without.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say, when I first looked at it, I thought it was with. It took, like, I looked at it for a second.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I feel like if I just showed you that.
I'd be like, yeah, that's the.
Yeah, you would think that's
right.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But because I'm showing you
but
the
it's
right
funny,
one,
actually, because
right
I fold laundry. I'm like, no, there's no cornucopia. What is it called?
Cornucopia. All right, what is this
word? Who made that word? Cheez-Its. Cheez-It. There's no Z.
Why'd you say Cheez-Its?
Because you're eating Cheez-Its. Like you're eating more than one Cheez-It.
You're eating a Cheez-It.
No, you, see, but I eat more than one at a time because I'm an animal.
Yes.
You can remember, so, you used to get me Cheez-Its for my birthday because I was so obsessed with them.
I remember that. So there's no Z in Cheez-It.
But people just say, I'm eating Cheez-It. I don't know why
it's
the Z.
It's pluralize it. All right, what about this one?
Come on.
Sex in the City, Greg, or Sex and the City?
Is this a joke?
Well, it's a Mandela effect.
This is stupid that it's a Mandela effect.
Sure.
Sex and the City.
Okay.
This is stupid.
Yeah.
People should know this.
All right. What about this one?
What am I looking at?
Read the top name of it.
Double Stuff. Double Stuff.
How do you spell? You see the stuff?
I would. Is it really spelled wrong?
One of them is spelled wrong. One of them is a Mandela
effect. So the way it's on here is it's Double Stuffed Oreos, and one of them is spelled double, and then stuff is S-T-U-F.
Or S-T-U-F-F.
And the other one is the right, yeah.
So is it S-T-U-F-F or S-T-U-F?
I always thought it was Double Stuffed Oreos, so I'm like a third part of this.
Yeah.
Double Stuffed Oreo? That doesn't make sense, though. Double Stuffed Oreo. Okay, that's a whole, whatever. I'm going to say, is it the 1F? Because why would that even be a thing?
Well, yeah, it's 1F. But again, because you're seeing them side by side.
No, no.
But if
the
you
only
saw
reason-
this, you'd be like, that's totally fine.
Yeah, because why would they spell it with 1F? That's stupid.
There's a reason for it. Hold on, let me see if I can find it.
And they should have 2Fs because it's double stuff.
Yeah.
Is it copyright
well,
stuff?
It just says, if you're trying to tell us there isn't a second F in stuff our lives... Whatever. Yeah, it's 1F. Whatever it is. It's 1F.
So weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I always thought it was stuffed, so.
This is kind of hard to tell, but do you see the Mona Lisa, her smile? It looks very similar.
Well, people always say she's smiling. Yeah, it looks extremely similar.
Yeah.
Well, her face looks thinner in this one. I'm going to say the one on the left.
Well,
this
the one that she's not smiling in.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's originally not smiling.
I don't know. These look so... Oh, okay. So no, I was wrong.
Yeah. You're wrong with that one.
Oh, sorry, girl. I thought you were chunkier than you actually were.
Okay. the Skechers brand.
Oh, I've heard of it. It's, yeah. It's crazy. This blew my mind when I found out.
Really?
Yes. So Skechers, who wouldn't, did we just talk about this or did I just find this out like randomly on my own?
We didn't talk about this.
I think I found, it was like on Instagram. Like it was a video and I was like, there's no way that that's how it's spelled. So Skechers, I think me along with probably 99% of other people in the world, Skechers, S-K-E-C-H-E-R-S is how you would think it's spelled because why wouldn't it be? But it's actually spelled sketch like you're sketching like writing, S-K-E-T-C-H-E-R-S. But then again, now that I'm looking at the other way without the T, it's like Skechers.
So which one are you going with?
Well, I know that the right spelling is with the T.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
Oh, so I always thought it was, yeah. I knew the right way then.
S-K-E-C-H-E-R-S.
Yeah, no, I knew that.
Yeah, there's no T in Skechers.
There's no T, but there, oh, that's what it was, but there should be because it would be pronounced.
The way you pronounce it,
But no, I never thought there was. Mm. Like, to me, the T looks weird, you know?
Right, right. This one, it's like
CP. I find things out and I still don't.
Yeah, CP3, you see his, like, leg?
Yeah. Was it silver?
Was it silver or gold?
Did it change at some point? Like, maybe it became all gold?
So, it said, like, something along the lines that, like, the graphics of the movie was so old, so it looked one color.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I did not know he had a silver leg.
He has one silver piece on his right leg.
I guess he was kind of like thrown C-3PO. Together, right? By like whoever made him, I forget. Sorry, Star Wars fans. But I know he was just like,
So he does have one silver leg.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that.
How about this one?
Ooh, his tail.
Does
No, he doesn't have
George
a tail.
Have a tail.
The girls watch it all the time. He doesn't have a tail.
Yeah, he doesn't have a tail. But people are convinced
What happened to
that
his tail?
He was just never made with a tail. I don't know. And people are just
He also
convinced.
Lives in the city with a human, so obviously he's not a normal monkey.
Realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish. I mean, we kind of have two monkeys.
Sure do. this is a weird one, but King Henry.
I don't. I'm just going to pick one. I have no idea.
Is he holding a turkey leg or is he not in the real one?
A turkey leg? Just for Disney reference, I'm going to say no. There's no way he's holding
Yeah. And for
it looks so fake,
some
though.
Reason, people...
Because look what's in his hand here. It kind of looks like a piece of food. Like
Yeah. But people, like, convinced that it was that he holds a turkey leg.
It's so silly.
No such thing. It does not exist.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Well, he's holding something in his hand, and I could see it being, like, a piece of turkey or chicken. I don't really know what that is, actually, now that I'm looking at it. Mm. What the hell is he holding in his hand?
I don't know. But it's not a turkey leg.
I don't want to say what I think it looks like.
Okay.
This is a PG-ish show.
How do you spell Febreze?
Febreze.
Which spelling of Febreze?
Stop it. Oh my God, is it with one E? Or, well, three, actually, but...
So, F-E, well, actually, it would be three or four.
Yeah.
So, F-E-B-R-E-E-Z-E or F-E-B-R-E-Z-E?
See, I feel like I had this bottle, though. So, I want to say, like, Breeze, like B-R-E-E-Z-E. But I feel like just to fit it better on the bottle, I could see them cutting out an E.
So, what are you going with?
I'm
going
to go with the four E's. B-R-E-E-Z-E.
No.
Yeah. It's just
F-E-B-R-E-Z-E.
Febreze.
Febreze, yeah. So it's not really Febreze, but people, you know.
From now on, I'm calling it Febreze. I'm literally just going to randomly be like, do you know that Skechers? And do you know that Febreze is not spelled? How do you? I'm just going to turn to someone like out in ShopRite one day and be like, how do you spell Febreze?
Right.
And I'd be like, no, you're wrong. And I'm just going to walk away. I'm not even going to explain myself.
Do you know it's written on a side mirror of a car?
Objects may seem closer than they appear.
So, objects in mirror may be closer than they appear. Objects in mirror are closer than they appear. Is it maybe or is it are closer? Maybe closer or
are
closer?
That's crazy. I thought it was maybe, but now I'm...
It's are. It's not maybe.
Why?
Because they are closer.
But why wouldn't they just make a mirror where it's just as close as that it looks? Do you know what I'm saying? Objects in the mirror are closer than they appear. So, like, the mirror isn't showing you the exact...
Well, I guess because it depends how fast the car is going and...
That's true, because by the time you see speeds. It, oh, look, living in the past.
Yes, sir.
There it is,
yes,
again.
Sir. Do you know what Jigsaw says in Saw, his line about
I feel like I heard game. This, too. Do you want to play a game?
He says, I want to play a game.
I want to play a game.
Yeah. Some people think it's, let's play a game. Do you want to play a game? Would you like to play a game? It's, I want to play a game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That makes sense, because they don't want to play.
So, Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
What number president was he?
I don't know.
Give it a guess.
I'm trying to think of, like, the play, what they, I don't even know, I never saw the play, but, I don't know, seven.
He was never president.
Oh, I didn't, I
yeah,
wouldn't
people
know
think
that.
He's president.
Oh, I didn't yeah, know a if lot he was. I'm do, sorry, yeah. I'm terrible with that.
No, he was a founding father, but he wasn't a president, and people are just...
The only reason I kind of knew that, I only thought he was president because you just said mm-hmm. what number presidency, but I watched a show Ghost on like CBS. It's like a comedy, and one of the ghosts is like from that time period, and he hates Alexander Hamilton. He's like so mad that they made a play of him.
Right.
But yeah, but he wasn't, they never mentioned that. So maybe if I thought about it a little bit more, I'd be like, mm-hmm. wait. But
yeah, maybe, but
people so that's how I learn all my history from.
There you go.
Television shows.
Do you know, this is a weird question to ask, but Shaggy from Scooby-Doo,
okay.
What his neck looks like?
He doesn't have a neck?
No, it's hard, but people think he has like a big Adam's apple, but he doesn't.
Oh, yeah, I guess I would think that.
But he's portrayed as having like a big...
Because he's lanky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know? The Raisin Bran sun on a box, what does it wear on its face?
Sunglasses. Does it have sunglasses on?
No, people think so, but...
I would think
nothing.
It was just smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, Mandela affects that. He has sunglasses.
But he's the sun, so why would he need sunglasses?
Yeah, true.
You know.
True. All right, there's a few more, and then, but these are a lot of the famous Mandela effects that people just
it's
convince
crazy.
Themselves.
I didn't realize, like, logos were a thing.
Yeah, yeah. You know? People mix them up all the time.
It's crazy. I thought it was just like lines of like, oh, you think it said this way, but it's really mm-hmm. said that way. Or it was never said or whatever.
Right, you know? Right.
I can't believe people think it's Sex in the City.
They do.
I get it because it's like they're in the city, but like, come on. I don't know. Maybe because I've watched the show 1,000 times and still technically watch it because they're still somehow making new episodes. But
okay, so you know when you make a mistake on a piece of paper with a pen...
Okay.
There's no eraser. There's what? To get rid of the mistake.
Whiteout?
Yes. How do you spell it?
Is there no E?
No, there's an E.
Oh. White out. How white dash it? Out?
No.
White out. I don't know.
So how do you spell it?
W-H-I-T-E-O-U-T.
It's W-I-T-E. There's no H.
Let me see.
It's just W-I-T-E.
Oh, okay. That looks...
Yeah. The white correcting fluid is called white out, not white.
But who?
Out.
But why wouldn't people think it's spelled like the color?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's white also, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just saw stovetop stuffing. Can you say that one? Because yeah, I love stovetop
kind
stuffing.
Kind of silly, but the popular stuffing isn't Stouffer's stovetop. It's actually Kraft.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Kraft.
So Stouffer's. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That was kind of silly, but yeah. I don't know.
Although I didn't know it was Kraft. I have some in the pantry. Mm. I'm going to look at it.
Do you know what the famous opening line is from Mr. Rogers?
Like, hello, neighbors, or something like that?
It's a...
beautiful day in the neighborhood. Because it's a stupid Daniel day Tiger.
In this neighborhood.
Oh, well, in Daniel Tiger. Oh.
People say in the neighborhood.
But in Daniel Tiger, I'm pretty sure it's... I got to listen to it now. I always zone him out because I can't stand that
it's
stupid cat.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Yeah, because in every other neighborhood in the real world, it's pretty awful.
Mm. Well.
Well, maybe not, but...
You know the cheapest thing at the dollar store to eat? It's like three for a dollar.
At the dollar store?
Yeah. It's you add hot water and it's...
Oh, yes.
What
cup
is it called?
Noodles.
Say it again.
Cup noodles.
Just cup noodles.
Cup noodles. I knew
it's
that.
It's not cup of noodles.
No, I knew it was cup noodles. I've seen it on
You
it
knew
before.
It. You just said cup of noodles.
Because that's what I call it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what everybody calls it.
And that's what's the right way to say it. Okay.
It's just cup noodles.
Cup noodles.
Yeah.
Who made that? I want to know where that's from.
I don't know.
But it is a cup of noodles. So who wouldn't like, mm-hmm. you know.
Do you know those like fruit candies? It's like different colors. Mike.
Mike and Ike's?
What's that middle word?
Mike. It's on end. Mike and Ike's. Mike and Ike's. Mike and Ike's.
Which one is it?
Mike and Ike's.
Mike and Ike.
Yeah.
Yeah, not an N. It's not Mike and Ike.
Mike and Ike's. Is it like the people who made it? Was it Mike and Ike?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I don't know. That'd be a very weird coincidence, though, if a Mike and an Ike made it.
Tony the Tiger's nose.
What?
The color.
Black?
It's blue, but people say it's black.
Can I see? Oh, it is blue. Oh, because the Frosted Flakes box. Mm.
Oh, how about this? This is a good one.
Okay.
So the queen in Snow White.
Okay.
What does she say? Famous line.
The apple?
About when, you know, when you look at something, reflection.
Oh, yeah. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's wrong.
Is it wrong or does she not say it?
No, it's wrong. Oh. She says something else. She doesn't say mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest
of them all?
She doesn't
say mirror, mirror?
She has magic mirror.
Oh.
On the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
One of all. Isn't that crazy?
But it's not mirror, mirror. It's magic mirror.
Magic mirror.
Yeah, and then fairest one of all, not fairest of them all.
Huh.
Yeah, so I think that's
pretty it's funny, though, in Fantasmic, she's like, magic mirror on the wall. She mm-hmm. says that. I should know that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. There's many, 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 many.
I'm
like,
sure.
You can just rabbit hole down a whole thousand list of them, but those are some of the more famous ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, some of them are really pretty, but then there's the ones like Pikachu with the black tail, with the black...
Yo, I'm telling you, I want to find my Pikachu, or my Pokemon stuff somewhere. Like, even like,
so
I have my cards somewhere. I mm-hmm. couldn't even tell you. I got to find them.
So it's Sex in the City, right?
Yeah. No, Sex in the City.
I know.
I will punch you.
But I don't know, for whatever reason, a lot of people think it's in.
It's crazy, because I think it was HBO, or Netflix, posted that. Again, I talked about this in another episode, but... it must have been like maybe Sex and City's going to Netflix or whatever. But they posted, oh, which one is it? And everyone's like, there's literally like a lot of people call it like SATC.
Yes, but you also know it because you watch a show and love it.
Right.
For people who don't watch the show.
You should know it. Okay. It's famous enough. You should know it.
So.
But I get it because it's like they live in the city. But it's Sex and the City. The city is a character.
Like, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't...
You wouldn't even know it's a show.
I wouldn't know. Yeah, I wouldn't know. But what I think it is... I don't know. It's a book also?
It was a book originally, and then...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Made it into a show.
All right, yeah. I don't know, all that, yeah. I've never seen 1 second of any of it. The show, the movie, the book.
Oh, I'm sure you had, just me having it on TV. No. I haven't watched it in a long time, but...
Never saw it in my life. I didn't...
Now I'm going to make you watch. Now I'm going to just put it on the TV and be like,
that's
look,
okay.
Ray.
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. But, all right. I don't know.
Carrie Bradshaw. She lives in a very good neighborhood in Manhattan, and buys $800 shoes, and she's a writer.
With cobblestone.
Yes.
I know that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That you know.
Well, because you made us walk across it in Manhattan.
No. You booked me and your sister a tour years ago, the Sex and the City tour. You didn't come on it.
No.
But.
No need for that. But I did go in her apartment.
Oh, and yes. And they had the pop-up. Yeah, they had a pop-up like thing because the new spin-off, I guess, kind of show. And just like that, they were like promoting it. And we were able to go into like, it looked like her apartment. It was really cool.
And what's that drink I drank?
Cosmopolitan. I can't have it because there's cranberry in it.
No, what's like the virgin one? What do they call it?
No, it's not a Shirley Temple. But
no, but what's like the
virgin
drinks called? Which that was another thing
mocktail.
I liked. Yeah, I never heard of that before in my life.
You were like, a what?
Never,
and I was like, it doesn't have apple.
Never in my life.
It's fake, but well, it tastes
I
like it.
I understand it, but I just never heard that. Just like not chick flick, but rom-com is like a newer term for me. Mocktail is very new to me.
We're getting old to the point of like, what's that phrase?
I don't know that stuff. Even just recently, Olivia Rodriguez.
Rodrigo.
If she stood next to me in an elevator and her song was playing on the elevator, I wouldn't know what the song is or who she was.
That's understandable. I would not know. I like her. Like, I don't really know many of her songs. I know some. She's a better version of Taylor Swift in my head.
And the only reason why I even know this girl exists is because I go on StubHub and her thing just kept popping up on StubHub. I'm like, why does it keep popping up on the main page? I clicked it. It was like, Madness of My Garden, $600. I'm like, what is it?
Yeah, she's like,
is she a comedian? Like, I don't even know who she is.
What? She's like, I wouldn't say she's new. I think she was on a Nickelodeon show or a Disney
Literally,
show.
I could not name.
Disney? I don't know.
One word from one song of hers, except maybe like the.
But I bet you've heard a song on the radio.
I bet you not. Because I haven't listened to the radio.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
I bet you not.
You're right.
Yeah. No chance.
She has some good songs.
When was the last time I listened to the radio? I don't even know. Last time I put on
radio. I don't know
radio. Either. Yeah.
Apple Music, yo.
Yeah, it's Apple Music for music and podcasts. That's it.
Oh, it's a damn podcast. Who listens to podcasts anymore?
That's all I listen to in sports radio.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh,
those
in the
my
morning.
30. Yeah.
God. It'll be like 6 a.m. Mm. He's blasting sports radio.
Well, deal with it, bro.
Shut up.
All right.
Because
all right.
You're the one going to work.
Thanks. Speaking of which, it's midnight. Once again, that's our favorite
when
phrase.
You guys will be listening to this. Our girls will be three.
Yeah, they'll be three in just about 17 minutes.
Yes.
Because it's about to turn.
Yeah.
They'll be 3 years old.
Crazy.
So if you know their birthday, you'll know exactly the time that we're recording.
Yeah.
The day and the time. So, all right. Well, happy birthday, you two knuckleheads.
Aww. You cuckoo heads.
Cuckoo heads.
That's what they say.
They say, 17 minutes from now.
Yep.
But, all right. Well, we're going to be celebrating at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
So, yeah. Come join us, even though it's already in the past.
After. But we're always there, so you can still come join us.
Yeah, true that. So, all right. Well, that's it. I guess we'll end it here. If you want to know more about Mandela Effects, there are tons and tons and tons more if you want to just kind of, like, quiz yourself.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's fun, but it's silly, but it's fun. But because it's true. Everybody is, like, convinced it's one way when it's really the other.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy.
So, all right. Well, that's it. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. And let us know, hit us up, any other Mandela Effects we missed or any episodes you want us to do. We're with it.
Yes.
So, all right. Is that it?
That's it.
We're out of here?
Yeah.
All right. Well, until next week, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes. With Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.